Hello and welcome to How to Enjoy Football. And yes, you're right. This is not the week that football starts. You didn't miss anything. No, there's nothing going on. But there is a lot going on football related that isn't football, like on field related. And I wanted to talk about that. And I also wanted to talk about all that with my lovely wife. The very inspiration for this entire podcast is sitting right next to me. How you doing, Holly?
Wonderful.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast with me. For all four listeners out there, I am so excited to have you to share your knowledge of football, your love for football.
Right? Wow, you're making me sound very like a hardcore football fan here.
Well, what I like about you is that you've not just simply cast off football as just the thing that your husband loves, but instead you've actually started to enjoy it, especially over the past couple of years. Is that right?
I think in the past season in particular, I actually started to really enjoy it and look forward to watching the games. And I've found certain things help in enjoying it more than others. And so, yeah, I'm liking it.
Well, great. Well, I hope that as we go through this season, you're just as excited to watch some of the games. As of last season, you started getting into the games. Was there a particular storyline or just enjoyment of the game that you were enjoying?
I think knowing about certain players makes it more fun. Mm. Just knowing their background, what they're like off the field makes it interesting. And I found that it actually is really helpful for me if I watch a game start to finish. If I just jump in partway through, I do not follow and am not very interested and not very committed. So
got it.
That is what I've discovered.
Be there for opening kickoff or don't be there at all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Fair.
Now, knowing about players and what they're doing in the off season, what they do in their off time is pretty important. And there's one player in particular that you have kind of taken a shine to, taken a liking to. And who might that be?
It's the only NFL person that I follow on Instagram.
Wow. And that would be?
Kirk Cousins.
Aw, Kirk, little Kirko.
I like Kirk and his Coles attire and his sweet little family and kids. And just the fact that he's a believer and really outspoken about that while being a starring player is kind of cool.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it is very exciting to have him, who's honestly like revealing that my wife has a type. You like dorky white guys.
Oh, no.
And so I love it. But Kirk is actually the perfect player to start off with as we talk about the NFL offseason. And why is that, Holly?
Well, I found out that he has changed teams.
He has.
So he's no longer on the Vikings, and he is now
I'm going to put you on the spot here. You didn't write this part down.
Something in the South.
Yes. Some would say definitionally the South.
Panthers? The Ravens?
Nope.
Oh, no.
We can edit all this out, but...
Help me out here.
It's the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, you knew that off the top of your head. That's amazing. Wow. So, yes, he is now in Georgia. With all of that, how in the world did he move from the Vikings all the way there up in Minnesota, then going all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia? And that would happen through what, Holly?
I think he got traded.
He did not get traded. I misled you. That was through NFL free agency.
Oh, free agency.
That was my fault. I mouthed the word trade. I'm so sorry. So, Holly...
And what might free agency
be? I'm so glad you asked! Wow, what a great co-host you make. NFL free agency is the portion of the offseason where players are now allowed to start talking with other teams and sign contracts. You see, after the Super Bowl, there's a period of time called the non-tampering period where you're not allowed to talk to other players. You're not allowed to, like, go and try to make deals with other teams. It is just supposed to be silent. We don't talk. We don't do anything. It's the non-tampering period. But Kirko gets signed to the Atlanta Falcons. And he is now there because of NFL free agency. After the non-tampering period, it comes the free agency period.
The tampering period.
The tampering period. Technically the correct term. Good job. And now Kirk is allowed to sign with whomever he pleases. And so the persons that please him are, in fact, the Atlanta Falcons, who have given him a huge contract. But Kirko was playing great. And his season last time was cut a little short. Do you remember why?
Well, he got hurt.
It was a torn Achilles. Which is kind of a bummer, but you were going to say something else?
Yeah, I had a question. So yes. Is free agency, is that considered the draft?
No, good question. So
free agency... I thought trading and moving and all that was the draft.
No, so good question. The draft is only for the first portion of brand new players coming out of college. You see, when you want to keep things competitive in the league, it would be very easy for all the really, 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 really rich teams to just sign the best players, right? But that wouldn't be fun. That wouldn't be interesting. And so, instead, they have what's called the NFL draft. And the NFL draft comes towards the end of this off-season period. And you have 7 rounds of all 32 teams selecting one at a time players out of college. So a bunch of players in college, they raise their hand and they say, I would like to announce for the NFL draft. And the NFL goes, great, we're going to put you in this huge list of people. And now teams can just pick you up and they have to do so in order. Because otherwise it's just going to be a scramble for whoever the best players in college are. So that's the draft. Free agency happens before the draft. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And during, and then like during the season even, you can sign a free agent.
So how many people get drafted each season?
Great question. There are 7 rounds, 32 teams, which quick math says 224. I pulled out a calculator twice to make sure I had the right number. So 224 players. And of those 224 players, they all get put onto the team. And at the beginning of the season, before the season starts, you have a roster, a huge, huge roster. But then that has to get cut down to a 53-man roster.
So it seems like if you have 200 and however many people coming in every season, you have to have probably close to that many going out. So is there a lot of turnover?
There is a lot of turnover, as it turns out. I should have looked up the actual like stats for this, like how many players actually turn over and play in every season, but I didn't do that because I'm not very efficient at my research, so I apologize. But there is a good amount of turnover. A lot of the players who get drafted will never actually see an NFL field, so there's also partially that. But yeah, there's a good amount of turnover.
Interesting.
Yep. But even with that, you have draft picks. So a team, you know, if there's 7 rounds, each team has 7 picks throughout the draft. Right, so they're adding 7 new players to their team just in the draft. But they don't have to pick at the number that they pick at. So let's say you have the first overall draft, which is what the Bears have this year. They can choose to go, you know what? We don't actually want this pick. We're going to trade out of this pick and trade it to, let's say, I don't know, the Patriots. And the Patriots are going to give us 2 draft picks. Let's say their first round pick and a second round pick. So they don't get a second round pick, but now we have 2 picks. We have a first round and a second round pick, and they only get the number 1 overall pick. That makes sense? So
sneaky.
This actually happened because the Panthers last season really, really, really wanted to get a quarterback at the number 1 overall pick. And so they did. They got Bryce Young at the number 1 overall pick. You know how well the Panthers did last season?
I've never heard of Bryce Young.
Well, that's unfortunate. They were dead last season. But you know what's bad about that? They traded their first pick, their first round pick from this year for the opportunity to draft Bryce Young in the first round last season.
Well,
which means that if it goes in reverse order where the worst team drafts first, well, they don't own their first overall pick anymore. So even though the Bears weren't last in the league, the Panthers were. And so guess who gets to get the first overall pick?
Those lucky little Bears.
The lucky little Bears. It's okay. They'll screw it up anyway. So, so yes, they are going to try to probably draft a quarterback here. That's what it seems. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a crazy time.
Is that all in one day, the draft?
Good question. That is usually over the course of 2 or 3 days. So, but 254 picks, or 224 picks, and the very last pick, you know what that is called? That's called Mr. Irrelevant. And who was Mr. Irrelevant a few years ago?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, one of your other players that you like, right?
True. The one and only Brock Purdy.
Wow! I didn't prompt her at all. That was very impressive. So yes, that is absolutely right. Mr. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, proving they don't have to be one of these high-end picks to go to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You could be Mr. Irrelevant. You could even go undrafted and get onto a team. So it's pretty special. But the draft is, you know, how most players are put into teams.
So then what happens after the draft?
So after the draft, the players will go to their different spring training. That's baseball. They will go to their training camps, where they will start getting integrated into the systems that they have now been put on.
Can people still be added to the team after the draft?
They sure can. They are now considered free agents. So anybody can sign anywhere so long as the team actually wants them and that person wants to go there. So just like how Kirk Cousins was a free agent, he got to sign wherever he wanted. That happens from now until the end of the Super Bowl. Yeah. So that's a little bit of what to get excited for. Now, you don't have a particular team that you're rooting for, is that right?
I am rooting for Kirk Cousins.
Which means you are a...
I'm now a Falcons.
You're now a Falcons fan. Very good. The Falcons, as it turns out, don't have a lot of need in terms of filling roster spots. They have a pretty solid team. You know what they were missing last season?
Maybe a quarterback?
A quarterback and a coach. Hmm. And so you know what they got in this offseason? A quarterback and a coach. So in terms of what they need, they probably need some line help. They probably need to get a little better in their defensive secondary. What's the defensive secondary?
Great question.
Everybody who's behind the line of scrimmage.
Of course.
So not the actual linemen, but everybody else. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. So with all of that, they're going to focus on that. Now me, you know what team I root for?
The good old Rams.
The good old Rams. And we have a lot of need. We have a lot of need. We're not like the Falcons. We just lost Aaron Donald, so we need some defensive lineman help. We have need for more offensive linemen, as always. We have more need of a tight end because Tyler Higbee got injured real bad, which I'm mad about still, but whatever. So
it's okay.
I know. But that's all to say that these are different problems that you can solve in free agency as well as in the draft. And so they're going to try to solve both of those things.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Any other questions, Holly?
Is there anything else interesting that happens during this off-season time?
Not really. I mean, you have preseason, but that's not that exciting. A bunch of other, like, legal stuff going on that's not super exciting. Oh, but of course, the most exciting part of the NFL off-season is, of course, fantasy football drafts are going to start here pretty soon. Most people are going to try to wait till August, but there's some people who are going to really go very early and start drafting in June. That will be a mistake. Don't draft in June. That's a bad idea.
Good to know for all my drafting.
Oh, I'm gonna get you in on fantasy football this year. I think I can get you. So
we'll see about that.
Well, Holly, thank you very much for joining me today. Do you enjoy football a little bit more?
I would say I do.
Do you know how to enjoy football a little bit more?
Yep, and it's a learning process, but I am looking forward to watching some games this season.
Me too. Well, I hope that you all are listening and getting ready for the NFL season while enjoying the NFL off season, and I hope you know a little bit more about how to enjoy football. Bye.
Bye.